Can tourism help empower women in Africa, or does it push them even further into the background as men take centre stage and the financial benefits? Jacinta Zioka is Director of Marketing at the Kenyan Tourism Board in Nairobi.
Actually, I'm one of the people who believe that tourism without women is not responsible. This is because in the communities, this is where a lot of the tourism activities are happening, especially with regards to my country, Kenya. The women are the people on the ground who interface with the product, who interface with the wildlife and the ecosystems, and they are at the heart of the conservation and of economic activities. So I believe that they have a very, very important role to play in terms of our development of ecotourism, and ecotourism also has a lot of effect on their lives.
Do women sort of automatically get involved in tourism, or actually does it have to be something that you make a proactive effort to ensure that they're involved?
It's very different in different communities. In Kenya, we find that women are not involved a lot in tourism, the conventional tourism practices. But in ecotourism, where we are encouraging them strategically as a department and also as an association of Kenya Women in Tourism, we are getting out there to tell women, you have a role and you have something to benefit from this tourism industry. So it is a strategic decision to go out and bring them on board, because before they wouldn't look at it as, you know, just one of those usual things for them to do. So it has to be an effort for them to get involved in it.
And what do you think holds them back from being involved? Why doesn't it just happen naturally?
For Kenyans, tourism has been seen for a long time as a foreign thing, because a lot of times it was practiced inside the national parks where you don't trespass, nobody goes in there, it is in the lodges and it's in the national parks. And then the guests are transported either by road or by air through communities. Where they stop over for activities, it's either in a market where people are selling ABCD, but the sort of tourism now that we are encouraging people to get out to do is to have their own, you know, initiatives that will draw tourists out of the natural convention, usual places to be, so that they can come and be able to see a different sort of thing to do.
When you get it right, what benefit does that give to the women?
First, I think that the most important thing is the empowerment of the women. Women have, because of the prejudices that exist in a lot of traditional cultures, they have remained, you know, at the back of all things happening. And when they come out here and they realize that they have a role to play in conservation and in development, and they have an economic activity and venture to do, then it empowers them more as mothers, more as people who take care of families, as people who front for things, and they have a voice. Because without a voice, then you're not empowered. And if you have a voice, you can contribute and you're able to take part in an economic venture that benefits you. Then the empowerment is also there. I think the other thing is that the awareness that women are getting from tourism is great, because we are seeing increased participation from international communities, local communities, and tourists interested in things that women are doing. Before, the women would just, you know, be out in the homes and the men would be outside meeting the external people. So now women are getting more aware of what is happening in the world. They are getting to know things. They are getting more information. They are learning skills that they didn't have before. They realize that the things that they took for granted, like making beads, they make a lot of difference in their lives and in the lives of the tourists.
And as a visitor to Kenya, what can I do that would help empower women and get women more involved in tourism?
As a tourist, I think the most important thing is first to interact with the women. When you visit Kenya, demand from your tour operator or the organizer of the trip that you want to spend some time with the local people. Only then would you be able to understand their lifestyles and see what opportunities there are and where you can support them. Because a lot of things that happen in the backdrop where women are involved, you wouldn't see them if that doesn't happen. So it would go up to looking at issues like training them in some sort of skills, just sharing with them and, you know, empowering them and telling them that, you know, about standards, about the quality of the stuff that they are selling. It's also about sharing and being able to encourage them in the situations that they are in, and for them to realize that they have potential and they can benefit from the environment where they are located.
That's Jacinta Zioka, Director of Marketing at the Kenyan Tourism Board in Nairobi.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.